We are on Daf Lamed Amid Aleph. A difficult Gemara. Amar Rav Yehuda Marav. Hashoich, let's just say over the Loshon HaGemara, and we'll learn Rashi, which we'll not understand too much, and then we'll see Tosfos, and then we'll go back to Rashi. Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, Hashoichet Bishnayim Ushloisha Mekoymes. A person shechted in two or three places, Shritosoi Ksheira, the Shritis Kosher. Ki emrisa kamei de Shmuel, omali boinon shchite mefuras veleket. One needs a shchite gluya, a shchite nikeres. It's be megulem, it has to be nikeres. And since this was vishnayim, vishnayim, ashloishim, ekaimais, it's not megula. Ba'af Rav Shimon ben Lakish savar be'inon shchite meforas, you need a shchite megula. Omar Rav Shimon ben Lakish minayim l'shchite shim meforas, shenema chetsh shochot l'shoinam milma dibe. So it seems that shchite is similar to a chetsh, and just like a chetsh is one chitoch, so shchita also has to be one chitoch, and if there is more than one chitoch, shochet bo shnai, shashechet b'shnayim u'shloisha mekaymai, if there is more than one chitoch, it's not called a shchita mefurash. Mosiv Rabbi Lozo, so Rabbi Lozo rest a kashe, beis, we learned beis oichsin besakin, the Gemara understood that is speaking about there are two people that are holding two sakin, each one is holding a sakin, and each one is shechting. Afilu echad lemaila ve'echad milamata. One is shechting towards the rosh, one is shechting towards the goof, but it's two. It's Bishnaim Shloisha Mekaimis in two different places. There's a Shchita. Shchitosa Iksheira. So the Gemara asks Akasha and Shmuel and Reish Lakish, Amai Voleke Shchita Meforas. There's no Shchita Megula, no Shchita Nikeres, if it's cut in more than one place. Amalei Rav Yirmiye Mishnaseinu Besakin Echod Ushnei Bnei Yodam. How it says Beis Oichsim Besakin Vesheichtim does not mean that each one is cutting in a different place. If each one is cutting in a different place, so that's a Sheichet Bishnayim Vesheloishim Mekoymis, that the halacha is that Shmuel holds it's Apostle Shchit, it's not a Shchit Meforat. Not a shchita megula. Speaking about shnayim shoichtim b'sakin, that's speaking about the two people are holding one sakin. Let us see Rashi. Zukt Rashi b'shnayim u'shloishim mekaymos shechotach kan. He cut in one place. And then he started making a shchita. He cut in one place, and then he made a shchita. Beforas megula v'nikeres tahinu b'mokim echot. The shchita has to be in one place. Chetz shachut shchita dum yedechetz she'inei chaytech bebeis mekaymes. So beis mekaymes are no good. Not Megula and Nikeres. Beis oichsim besachim, kasal kedaitach bebeis sakinim. Echad lamay lo tadarosh, vechad lamato lo tadachose. Moses no besakin echad, omay echad lamay lo, veechad lamato denokti. sakine ba'alachsein. The holding a sakin ba'alachsein. What does that mean, ba'alachsein? It means if the tzavo, this is, let's say, the rosh of the behemoth, here's the chos of the behemoth, and this is the tzavo. So these two are holding a sakin together. One is in the area of the chose, the other is by the area of the rosh, and they're holding the sakin balachsin and the shechting together. But the chiddush is, Be'ezer Hashem, we'll see as the sugya progresses. Let us see Taisvis, and then we'll come back to Rashi. Asheichet b'shnayim oy b'gimel mekaymes. Pirish bekunteres, chotach kam, first he cut in one place, v'choza v'hischel lachtoich l'maylo oy l'mato. Then he started cutting l'maylo, oh, l'maylo from the first chotach oy l'mato. Because, so he cut in two places, first he cut in one place, then he cut in a second place. Because, so Taisvis asks, what are we speaking about over here? The im ein roiv b'moke mecha, if both chituchim, there's no roiv, he cut half a kone towards the roish, then he goes down a little bit, he cuts nachamol half a kone towards the roish. So memeila, so Taisvis is im ein roiv b'moke mecha, haich shchitos eik shere, so he didn't make a maise shchit. You have to make roiv of the simen. He cut twice half of the simen. V'im yesh roiv v'mokim echot, and if, let's say, the first time he cut less than roiv, and the second time he cut roiv, im kein shchita meforasi, so the second chitoch is a shchita meforasi, it's a shchit megula, nikeres, now, first he cut the behemen, and then the tzavor, and it wasn't a shchita. Now he made a shchita. So it's meforas. You see, now that the roiv of the simen is cut, so it's a shchita meforas, it's a shchita megula. Every shchita must get merom that he first cut lamailo or lamato. What does that have to, that the chasson is neither shchita meforas or shchita megula? He had a shchita megula. The second cut was a good cut. Roiv of the simen was cut. That's a shchita megula. That's Taisvis kash. The yesh loima, so Taisvis says as follows: the afal gab the yesh roiv b'mokim mecha. 100%. It's speaking about that is roiv b'mokim mecha. They have a shchita meforas, but it's not a shchita meforas. The Bishaloi Nechta, the Bishaloi Nechta Hasimin. If the Simin would not have been cut, Loila Maila mi Beisa Shchitam, Loila Matam, Azavi Shchitam Meforas. The Beisa Shchita Milvachova. Amokshe Nechta Lamaila, Oila Matam, Loi Milvach, the Einai Meforas. So the Sichas Chulin gives a picture that the in one of the Tanoim of Shchita is that it should be Megula. The Maisa Shchita should be Megula. And if there was previously cut on either side of the Konel, let's say, before he made the Maisa Shchita, so that cut was Milvach Ravach, and that cut pushes down and puts pressure on the rest of the taboys. So when he makes the Maisa Shchita, so the Maisa Shchita is not Milvach Ravach because of the pressure of the previous cut. Einachanami, if the first would have made the Maisa Shchita, there would be no Shaila whatsoever. With Zichem Bikosha, because it was Milvachova, but since he made first the cut, so Memela, the Maisa Shchita is not Milvachova, so that is missing in the concept of Shchita Meforas. Now, before we go further, others want to be Medayik, I think the Chassam Sofer is Medayik. Let us just see the beginning of the Lashon of Rashi. Rashi says, Bishnayim Ushloisha Mekoimais, Shechotach Kam, V'chozar V'hischil Lishchot Lamato Eilamayla. Rashi is posach v'chotach mesayim v'lishchot. So l'chayre, that is pshat. Rashi, also the same thing. L'chayre, chotach kam, first he made a chituch, and then v'chozar v'hischil lishchot lamato eilamayla. So that's l'chayre pshat. The machloike says this, Rav Shmuel, if there's such a chiyuv, you need a shchita meforas. Now, before we go further, let us try to understand the Gemara. So we have a machlokes of a person made a chituch before the maisa shchita. That chituch is milvach rovach. That chituch prevents later that the maisa shchita should be Milvach Rovach, so even Machloikis, Rav says it's good, Shmuel says it's no good. Now, let us just go further before we continue in Taisvis. Mosif Rabbi Lozo, Beis Oichsin Besakin, Vishoichten, Afila Echad Milamayla, Ve'echad Milamato, Shchitosek Sheire, Amai, Voleka Shchite Mufuras. So if we'll learn the Gemara now by ourselves. So now we know two Yediyahs. One Yediyah we know that the Shchita has to be the Mokim HaShchita has to be Milvach Rovach, that's called a Shchita Megula. So if you'll have two people that are shechting in two different places at the same time, so L'chayre, each Maise Shchita is pushing, each Maisa Shchita pushes, and so Mamele, so neither is Meforat, because each one is pushing, so you're pushing in both directions. So, like this, if you have nothing holding back, and the sort of Milvach Rovach, it's Milvach Rovach, it's the Mokim HaShchita is nice and broad and wide. And that's called Meforas. But if you have two people shechting, so each Maisa Shchita is counteracting the other Maisa Shchita, so it shouldn't be good. That's Shat Ligamara's Kasha. Mosiv Abulozo, Beis Oichzim Besakim, each one is holding a sakim b'shechman fil echad milamayla v'echad milamata. One is towards the Rosh, one is towards the Chose. Shchitosek Sheira, Amai Voleka Shchita Meforas. That is L'chayre Pshat in the Gemara's Kasha in Sholem Al Yisrael. Now let's go to Taisvis. For some reason, Taisvis has a problem with this Kasha. Chiporich Mishnayim Oifzim Besaken. Now let's go back to Taisus. When the Gemara asks from Mishnayim Oifzim Besaken, V'shoichetin, V'avimotzi Lishnuye, V'hosam Kisheshochat Kol Echad Roi V'rei Miforat. The Gemara could not answer that over there is no problem, that when everyone shechted roiv, so it's meforas. The mikol mokim shekodam ha'echot v'shochat roiv. If one shechted the roiv before the other one, v'chavei roi lo shochat adayin el amir, in the chava shechted amir, ein ha'meforas, so the first one is not meforas, the Nivsela, so the first one became possible. begiven de kvar nifsela, su loy hodra um is kashre, she gam chaveroi goma horoi. Now this is a very difficult taisvis. The Maram says he doesn't understand pshat and taisvis. But al kaponim, let us see what is shver on taisvis. In taisvis it would seem that if both would shech bebasachas, for some reason, and each one is making a whole ma'aseh shechita, for some reason there's no problem with mefaras, then there'll be mefaras. And for some reason, one shechita is not ma'akev the other one, and it spreads out, yishalom al yisrael. The only time that Taisus says, you know when there's a problem, when one shechts a miyut, and the other one shechts a droyim, so then the miyut can shter the roi. For some reason, and we're afraid maybe one shechted the roi before the other one shechted the roi, so we have a miut by by Shimon's shchita and a roi by Reuven's shchita. So the miut of Shimon's shchita will be ma'akev that the roi of Reuven's shchita should be milvachova. So then Taisus has a problem. Fine. But when Shimon finishes, and Shimon's shchita is milvach rovach, so Taisus says, so what's the problem? So Taisus says, it's too late already. Because it became geshochten already through Reuven's shchita, when Reuven shechted roi. No, between, it's apostle shchita, because it's not milvach rovach. So it's apostle shchita. Now Shimon is goyim of the roi, now his shchit is very mahudadik, it's mitzapah, but it's geshachten already. So you can't rely on Shimon's shchit to be matter because it's geshachten from Reuven. And Reuven is apostle of shchit. Let us again see the lashon of Taisvis. Chiparech mishnayim oichsin besaken besheuchten avimotzi lishnuyei the hosam kshashochat kolechot roi, they're speaking about each one shechted the roi, berei hui mefaras, mikol mokim kshekodam ha'echot v'shochat roi, if one was a little quicker than the other, and he shechted roi, v'chaveir lo shochat adayin elamir, eina mefaras, so it's not mefaras, the first shrita, the nifselo, v'kimin de kval nifselo, su lo yehodra miskashre, kshegam chaveir igom ha'roi, this the Chava's Shchita will not help anymore, even though the Chava's Shchita is Meporas. And so the Maran asks, Yesh Litmoya, the Lama Lula Taisus Ladoichik Zeh, the Mihigid Loidach Sheshochat Kolechad Rei Vav Shchita Meporas, the loyla may mlok loyla may have a faras. Elok she shaykhet be mokim echad. Av she sham chatach la mayla la mata. I beit ha shrita bein chatach kotten. Goy mi it ha simen. Bein godol ke goy mi shiroi simen. Vacholen yin la have a shrita me faras. Vahash te por shape mishnayim she shokhto. The levar ye also tasme shari tasme. I mean, Taisus is very difficult to understand. Taisus somehow had a problem. If both were shecht roi v'basachas, then you have a shchita meforas. Why is it that way? Talk. Bekitza. Taisvis learns pshatan arsugye. The problem is if there was another chatach before the maise shchita, so that chatach is milvach rovach, it spreads out. And this prevents, when he makes the Maisa Shchita, that the Maisa Shchita should spread out. It's pressed already. That it won't spread out. That's not a Shchita, Meporas. And that's the Machlokes. Is this a necessity? Do you need it? Don't you need it? That's how Taisus learns Pshat and listen. Now Taisus is going to bring two more Pshatim in this. Ubeshiltes Daravachoi Meporich. Beis oi gimel mekoimeis, not the way Taisus learned that he shechted lemailo, and then and then the other one shechted, they made the Maisha Shita Lamata. Beis a Gimel Mekaymeh, Kigoyin Shekol Oysan Mekaymeh Behekev Shel Simen, Kigoyin Shechotach Sovid, Sovid, Kan Ma'at, Vekan Ma'at, Betabas Achas Bekone, Chiyotzi Boi Beveishit, Ubein HaKurl Yesh Roi. Now, what is Pshat in Taisvah's Pshat? Taisvah's learned Pshat like this. Let us say we have here the Kone, and you have to cut Roiv of the Kone. You have to cut Roiv of the Kone. 100%. Now, this person cut Roiv of the Kone, but he did not make it with one clean cut. He made small cuts. He made a cut, and then a half stick, and then another cut, and a half stick, and another cut. The roiv of the kone was cut. That's for sure. Roiv of the kone was cut, but it's not separated. You can't see it because it's held together by the chalokim that he didn't cut. That is pshat chotach. So it's a shchita that is made out of a tziruf of different chatiches. It's all in the same kone. And let us say for practical purposes, the chiyus goes out from the kone when the roiv of the kone is cut. So the chiyus is going to go out. The roiv of the kone is cut. So the chiyus of the beimu, well, he can't live anymore if the roiv of the kone is cut. But it's not megula. You look at it, it's lemais, it's attached from the chalokim in between each cut, which he didn't cut. So, memela, so that's how the shiltas learn pshat in the Gemara. Then, the shiltas, the oi pirish be shiltas, shafilu chotach miyut hakone lemailo letzad hoya. Now he says a bigger chiddush. I feel it's not in the same tabas. It's in, you have three different tabois. In tabas aleph, he went and cut toward letzad hoya, letzad hatzava, he cut a third of the tabas. Then he goes to the next tabas, and he cuts a second third, not in the side of the tabas, not in that direction where the first cut was. Shafilu chotach miyut hakone lemailo letzadhoir, v'choza v'shochet miyutai lemato letzadacher. He's cutting take in mamish in a different tabas, but in a different mokim of the tabas. So the Shulter says that the Iker is you have to shech that the roiv of the kone should be chotuch. So roiv of the kone is chotuch. You have this tabas is chotuch from the top. The second tabas is chotuch from the right side. The third tabas is chotuch from the left side. So, looking in the kone, roiv of the kone is chotuch. Now, if you say if it's called a shchita meforas, definitely not, because each tabas you look at is, here's a third. So if you tell me need a shchita meforas, it has to be megula the maise shchita. It's not megula the maise shchita. But if you'll say that, you don't need a shchita meforas, it's good. This is the pshat of the shul. Merdik pshat. Now, that's the shultas. The Rabbeinu Chananu pirish. Now we have a third pshat. Rabbeinu Chananu. Beis oy gimel mekaynes, kegoin roiv hakone lemailo, ve roiv haveshet lemato. Now let's just say the case. What is the case according to the Rabbeinu Chananu? According to the Rabbeinu Chananu, we have, let's say, we have here the the tava of the behemoth. Now you have the chelik of the tava that's towards the roish, the chelik of the tava that extends to the chazir. So he went and he cut roiv of the kone lemaila. So the kone is taken care of. Then he went down and he cuts, let's say from the side, he cuts roiv of the veshit. So you have two simonim cut, roiv of both simonim were cut, but it's not megula. It's a half a shchita here, half a shchita. This simon is geshochten near the head, the other shchita is geshochten lamata. So lamaisa, it's not a shchita mefuras. So that's Rabbeinu Chananel's pshat. Fractoisvis ulu perushal emeshkachas shloisha mekoimis. So Toisvis says, so what's it? Beis oisholish mekoimis. That means he cut roiv of the kone, then he cut roiv of the beishit. Two different mekoimis, yeah. Roiv of the kone, roiv of the beishit. But that's it. There's not more than that. So where's the three mekoimis? Where's the three mekoimis according to Rabbeinu Chananel? That's Toisvis Kasha and Rabbeinu Chananel. So you only have two mekoimis. He cut roiv of the kone, roiv of the veshit, in two different places. So that's two mekoimis. And that's it. You finish. What's the three mekoimis? Fine. Okay. Now let us see Rashi again. And now we'll see that Rashi is not so poshut the way Taisvis said the Pshat. Let's again see Rashi. Bishnayim ushloishim ekoimesh, shechotach kam, v'chozal v'hitchel lishchoit lamato oy lamaylo. Let us agavuch see, this is Tamazay a good idea, but let us see the Shittim v'kebetzes, v'chozal v'hitchel lishchoit lamato oy lamaylo, Kigoin shloisho shir shiye bein chaticha lishchite. Kein motosi begilyen rashi ksav yad yoshan. Now, he said there was no shir shiye between the first chatach and the second chatach. Now, if Rashi would learn like Taisvis, so why do you need a shir shiye? What do you hear? The first, the kone, is only nitraf, a roiv of the kon is nitzak, it's nitraf. But you have tamazay a chatach in the kone, so it's nothing, even chatach in the kone, it's konish mit konish. The whole problem is if you learn like Taisvis, so it's, but this chatach in the kone, it may, that the mokim ashrita can't spread out because this chatach spread out already. So why, what is Pshat and Rashi? One ha'ore, this is a ha'ore. Now let's go a little further. Mefuras, Sarashi says, Megule v'nikeres d'haino b'mokim echot. It's b'mokim echot. Now, according to Taisvis, l'chayre, Megule is good. If it's pressed together, it's not Megule. The way Taisvis learns Pshat, so the middle Chaticha, that's the Maisa Shchita. The second Chaticha is the Maisa Shchita. He made a Yeshechta Droiv of the Tabas. He made a Poshet the Maisa Shchita. There's a problem. You don't see it on first glance because the Chatach that was made previously push together the taboy so it doesn't spread out. So you don't see it. That's the problem. But is there a problem that it's not the Moke Mechot? It sure is the Moke Mechot. It's the Moke Mechot. It's not Megula Venikeres, but it's the Moke Mechot. Here Rashi says, the Haino the Moke Mechot. So this is also, it would seem, not the way Taisvis said Pshat. Now let's go again further. Chet shachut shchita dumya de chet sheinei chotech bebeis mekoimes. Rachoytach abeiz mekoymer. Okay, that's not too bad. In Emes L'Yakev, Rabbi Yankim Zechayn L'Avroche, he says, Amor Likei Pshat N'Rashi. He says, we see from the Shultas that the Shultas held, if you had a yet three tabois in the kone. So the first chitoch you cut from the top of the tabas, right? The second chitoch you cut on the side from the second tabas, on the right side. The third chitoch you cut from the side, from the third tabas on the left side. According to the Shultas, it's good. It's good. It's verkehrt, it's not megula. Where's the meiser shchita? Fine, that's the problem. But we see from the Shultas one yesod that the kone, if the kone was opened up on three sides, even three different tabois, that's called geschachten. The kone cannot function properly if it's open from the top or from the sides and from both sides. Even though it's three different tabois, that's called nafak chiyusa. Now there's a problem. It's not nikya the ma'isa shrik. So he said, Rashi held as follows. If a person cut the top tabas from the top, fine. Cut the top tabas from the top. The top is cut. That's a third of the top tabas. And now he goes and he cuts the second tabas, the whole thing. He cuts a roiv of the second tabas. And that's like the Loshon of Rashi. We have to be medayik. The Loshon of Rashi. Rashi said, Chotach kam v'chotav ischa lishchot lamata. He made a chituch on the first tabas. And then he was sheichet the second tabas. It means he shechted the roiv of the second tabas. So Rabbi Yankev, he says, so what's wrong over here? He says, what's wrong? He says, because the second tabas is only creating a maisa shechita from the two sides. The top of the tabas is already is geshachten from the first tabas. So by the second tabas, when he shechted the second tabas, don't tell me, roiv of this tabas is geshochten, sakoshra maishishchit. No. The chelik of the tabas, that's lamaila, was already geshochten from the first tabas. That's already open already. So how much chiyus comes out when you shecht the top of the tabas? So that came out. That's coming out already. That's coming out from the top tabas, the chituch on the top of the tabas. He made the second shchita on the second tabas. He was chaytach roiv of the tabas. But I got news for you. In the second, the roiv of the second tabas is only nafik chiyuse from the two sides. From the top, he didn't accomplish anything because the chiyuse from the top is coming out. From the first tabas. So what do I have? I have a shchita which is roiv of the kone is shochot with a tziruf of two tabois. That's the problem. The top tabas opened it up from the top, and that's doing something. That's accomplishing something. A third of the kone already is cut open already. You show this to a veterinarian, will say, not doing too good. And then when he cuts the second tabas, so now the other two thirds are cut. Fine. Fine. So that's what, but the shchita lemaisa, you cannot attribute the shchita to what he did to the second tabas, since the first tabas already was cut open from the top. So what do I have? So I have a shchita that's made of a tziruf of two tabois. No. That's what Rashi says. So Rashi says, Mefaras megula v'nikeres. So he says, nikeres means you have to know where did the chiyas come out from. You're going to look at this kone and you're going to ask a shayla, where did the chiyas come out from? You don't know which one was first. So you don't know. It's not nikeres where the chiyas came out from. Mm-hmm. The lemaisis came out, some of the chiyas came out from the first one. The heine b'mokim echad. You need a shchita b'mokim echad. You need a shchita b'mokim echad. So memeile, here you don't have a shchita b'mokim echad. You need a shchita b'tzirif these two mekoymes. So memeile, that's the chmeel sana, the shchita mekebetzes is meiredik. The shchita mekebetzes said that the shchita was made that there wasn't a shir shehiyah between the first shchita and the second shchita. 100%. Because if there'd be a din shehiyah, so Mamele, it's zero puzzle. I feel like Rav will be puzzle. Because the second Shchita did not accomplish a Chitach from the top of the Tabas. It's already that Chalik of the Kona was cut with the first Chitach. So if there'll be a Shir Shia, so Nitrav already, so finish. Nanitrav won't become a Tzurif. Nanitrav, but it can't become a Tzurif to make it one big Maisi Shchita. So Mamele, that's why Rashi says there was no Shia in between. So now let us go back to the Gemara. Look, the Gemara, mostly now let's try to understand the Kashim. Mosiv Rabbi Elazar, Beis Oichsin Besakin, Ushoichsin, Afilu Echad Milamailo Ve'echad Milamato, Shchitos Oichsheira. So the Gemara understood, two people are holding a sakin, and they're shechting, Afilu Echad Milamailo, one is towards the Roish of the Behemoth, he's cutting his tabat, the other one is further down, he's cutting his tabat. It's not a shchita meforas. So, voleke shchita meforas. Now, according to, let's make a cheshbon hanefesh. According to Rabbi Yanke, it's gewaldic. When you start cutting, already two people are cutting, so the cut of one stands the cut of the other, wherever he's cutting, so it's meiredik. This is no shchita meforas. Finish, a guten Tag. According to Toisvis, also Toisvis said pshat, shchita meforas means that pshat shchita, the base of shchita is milvach rovach, it has to spread out, and each cut is placing pressure that it doesn't spread out. It's not a shchita meforas. Now, let us see Taisvis. Mosiv Rabbi Elazar, Shnaim Oichsin Besakim Beshoichsin. A Perish Rabbeinu Chananu Vashiltis. Vay boy lishni doch, kshishochat ha'echot horoi. Like Taisvis Akashe, according to the Shiltas, let's go one at a time, according to the Shiltas learned the whole shah of the Gemara is that a person made, he made small pieces of chitoch and altogether it's right, but it's not tamigulet, but that's according to Rav, it's no good. But if a person, according to the Shiltas, if a person will make roi of the simen, so Taisvis held there's no problem. I mean, this is not all of Rabbi Yankiv's chiddush, that whatever Yenid does takes away from me. That was Rabbi Yankiv's dictator in Rashi. This was held, the whole shayla of the Gemara was, if a person makes a shchita, that the small mekaymus of chituch, and v'mitzar of all the mekaymus, all become reivus geshochten, the same tabas and different tabois. But if a person makes a good ma'aseh shchita, so it's good. What's the shaila? So if I talk to Isis, so what's the problem over here? Here, shnayim beis oichsin besakim v'sheichsin.
So it's good. They're talking about, they made a good Maisa Shchita. They made a good Maisa Shchita. So what's wrong? The whole problem is, if you need Tziru. The Taisva says, my boy lishnu yidachek sheshochet ha'echad haroi. It's speaking about that one shechted the roi. The mashmish ha'shchita ksheich ha'yidei shneim. Beis oichzen v'sakin and afilo echem v'lamal v'echem v'lamata shchita so'y ksheira. The shchita is kenna, which seems it's kosher through both. So that means that each one only shechted a half. One shechted a half, and one direction had a shechted a half, and the other direction another tabas. And both together it's good. Oh, so this is a kash on Shmuel. Shmuel says you can't be mitzaret. Or the kash is, according to Beit Chanan, also the same thing. That that there's two, one cut the kone, one cut the veshet, so in both together is good, not together is good. So what did the Gemara answer? So the Gemara answered, no. Shmuel and Pshat is not speaking about that there's two shochtim that have two sakinim, and each one is cutting his tabas. No, that's not the case. Speaking about, Shesainu b'sakin echad u'shnei b'nei oda. One sakin, and two people are shechting together. One sakin, two people are shechting together. U'may echad l'maylo v'echad l'mato d'nokti sakina ba'alachsay. So let us just, while we still don't know Pshat and Rashi, but al kaponim, Pshat and Rashi is as follows. That means if you have the base hashchita, so one is standing over here, one is standing over here, and they're cutting together, but lachsing, and that's the case. That is the case, and it's kosher. No problem. Om alei, Rababe, so Rababe asked him, this is Rabbi Yirmiyahu Zatech, Om alei Rababe Yochi, Haini the Tona law, it says further in the Baraisa, Ein Choshishin Shema Yitrefu Ze Al Ze. That the Chiddush of the Mishnah is, I don't have to be afraid that it will become Trefe one because of the other. That's what it says. He amrit v'shloime b'shtei sakini m'shnei b'nei hodam shapir. Ma'al de temeleich ishdol mesamchi adodi v'hai lo yosil mevet rubeh. Kamash London Khoshish. Ali Amrit Besakin Echodush Nebenay Odom. I ain't Khoshish Shemayitra for Zelze, Shemayitrois or Zelze me boile. Amalai Rababim Tni ain't Khoshish and Shemayitrois or Zelze. Now let us just explain what we just learned. So, it says in the Baraisa, the Chiddush of Beis Oichsin Besakin, Beshechtin, the Chiddush is Ein Choshishin Shema Yitrafu Ze Al Ze. So, the Gemara understood Pshat, what does this mean? This means as follows. You have two people Shechti, and between you and me, let's make it a little interesting, that each one's having problems with the Shechita, so they either the Sakin is not too sharp, or the Tabois are very strong. It's a gate niche. So each one is Shechti. So each one will think, well, listen, if I don't shecht good, but he's going to shecht good. I mean, each one is a pesoimach on the other one. And so it'll come out. So it'll come out that could be each one will shecht half of a simen, same place, which is no good. So I would think we should passel such a shchita. And this is a very scary thing. Two people shechting. Each one relies on the other one and that nothing's going to get done. So I would think we pass on. Shema Yitrefu Zeh Al Zeh. That means it'll become treva because one will rely on the other. So that's good if you have two people cutting. But if you have one person cutting, they're holding the knife together. So what Shema Yitrefu Zeh Al Zeh? They're cutting the simon. So the Gemara says, Ein Choshin Shin Shema Yitrefu Zeh Al Zeh. Shema Yidraisu, Zakrashi, the Mitoyev Shazem Moshech Lakam,
Bezele kam. That means there could be this not such good coordination when they have to go this way. And when he's going this way, he's pulling and he's pushing. It's a push and pull affair. Yeah. Ushneyem doichkin sakin ala tzavo. Yeshloch ushlo yatizu arosh bebasachas. He's afraid they might put too much pressure on it. That means since they could be, they're not coordinating. Could be they're not coordinating too well. So Mamela, so could be that there'll be extra pressure that will be put down on the Bishas Shchita. So that's the guy's taka. It's talking about both of them are holding one taka. It could be, Rashi says, Umay echad lamaylov echad lamato denokti Sakine ba'alachsin. They're holding the sakin on an angle. So my chavrus Rabbi Yenikenta wanted to say, could be according to Rashi's, what's the chiddush? The Rashash Mitzvah. What's the chiddush? On an angle, what's the difference? If two people are shechting on an angle, one person shechs, I mean, what's the chiddush of an angle over here? He wanted to say, could be, if it's going on an angle, so there's a larger area to cut. If you go straight horizontally, so you go the simon and you cut together. So it could be in this, they could coordinate and then they'll cut it properly. But if there's a bigger area to cut, so we need more coordination, and it could perhaps be there's a bigger shash. I mean, the Braisa says, echel lamala v'echel lamala. The Mishnah says, so there's a bigger chash, maybe there'll be droset. Kamash malam. Now let us just see Taisvis. Du me somchi adodi, bloy ovdi rube. They won't make rube. Le perish akuntris, kol echod la yishchet loy. According to Rashi, we're afraid that we have two sheikhtim, so each one will not make right. Each one will rely on the other. Olaperish Ashutis Bain Shneyem Loyasu Roit. Together they won't make a roit. According to the Shiltis, that is the Chash. That means each one is relying on the other. They're going to add it up together, but if I can't, it makes you have to add up roit from both. See, the Samchi Adodi, and this one will make a quarter, and this one will make an eighth. I think the other one made more already in this Aray. That's according to the Shiltas. According to the Rach, one is cutting the Kone, and one is cutting the Veshit. So what's the Yismachu Adodi? So what's Yismachu Adodi? So he's cutting the Kone, he's cutting the Veshit. So what'll be Seimer? So the Reish Yosef asked this kasha. So he says that when they started shechting, they made up that both will shecht the whole simen. But both will shecht both, the Kon and the Veshet. And then each one got difficulties, so one decided he'll shech the Veshit, the other one shech the Kone. But Lamaisa, since one is relying on the other, so it could be there won't be a proper shechita on any of the simonim. It's Kamash Malon. I don't have to be worried about this.